So let's talk a little bit about what you actually presented in terms of the trial. Could you first review the exact treatment platform and then what you saw?
Yeah, the treatment platform was a modification that my colleague Carol Agajanian put together that I think was really a step forward in that as oncologists who've treated patients with 100 per meter squared of cisplatin and 75 milligrams of cisplatin understand very well, there's a huge difference in terms of the toxicity profile. And so we believed that based on data looking at IV cisplatin, that 50 was as good as 100, and in all of the meta-analyses, there's really very little evidence to suggest that there's a significant dose response to cisplatin. And so we felt that by decreasing to 75 of cis, we could ensure that roughly two-thirds or 50 milligrams per meter squared of cisplatin was getting into the circulation, and that had been shown in a large study by Bill McGuire to be equivalent to 100 per meter squared. So we were really comfortable with the 75 per meter squared of cisplatin. But we were trying to come up with an outpatient regimen because GOG-172 required 24 hours of paclitaxel in order to avoid the neuropathy associated with paclitaxel and cisplatin together. We chose to give the 3 hours of paclitaxel on day one and then come back with cisplatin on day two with what we think so far has been an acceptable level of neurotoxicity. And so that was the second advance. We elected to continue with the intraperitoneal Taxol on day 8 as an important part of the GOG-172 regimen. And the reason was we know that paclitaxel stays in the peritoneal cavity a long time, and we thought the sustained exposure to paclitaxel in the abdominal cavity was likely to be an important component in the success of GOG-172, and we wanted to retain that. So we did paclitaxel 135 per meter squared as a 3-hour infusion on day one. We did 75 milligrams per meter squared of cisplatin on day two intraperitoneally in 2 liters of fluid. And then on day eight, a week after the first dose of paclitaxel, we gave 60 milligrams per meter squared of paclitaxel as an IP, again in 2 liters. And that was the core regimen that we were building on. Now, beginning in cycle two, we began to add the bevacizumab in. And so in cycle two, people get bevacizumab on the same day that they get their IV paclitaxel at 15 milligrams per meter squared, which is the standard Q3 weekly dose of bevacizumab. And so we give paclitaxel and bev on day one, we give cisplatin on day two, and we give IP paclitaxel on day eight. And we do that sequentially for 5 of the 6 treatments, avoiding the first treatment because of the surgical issues.